My name is Jack Coy.
And Francisco Serrano.
We are here for the purpose to interview Mr. Chris Polanos of 713 8th Street, Bakersfield, California, who came to this country as a young man from Greece.
1900.
He is going to tell us of his experience and progress, his family and so forth. Chris, when did you arrive in this country?
1900.
Where did you arrive?
Chicago.
Chicago. You can shut it off in time.
Then I went to Tonopah, Nevada, 1906.
Then you came to Bakersfield?
Well, you want to jump there? Why don't you get around? They can be better for you?
Oh, you got it going now.
All right. 1909.
You come 1909 to Bakersfield?
Yes, right.
Now tell us something about you. Started out as a shoe shiner in Bakersfield?
Well, Pat O'Brien and Ben Sill gave me location. And I met Ike Alexandra, cousin to Mr. Wiles. He come from Chicago. He told me they got some girls to shine shoes. And I gave him hot air. I told him I got two Greek girls come from the old country, shine shoes. The Greeks, they want to kill me because lose their reputation. And I done goddamn good business, shoe shine stand. 3 years, I make $9,000. And I met this Greek girl and I got married. 5 days, she must she walk, how she cook, and I marry her. And I raised 5 kids. Then, I raised my grandchildren. Then, Pat O'Brien, he's been good to me. Fred Wharton been me. Mr. Harrow's been good to me. All those people have been nice to me. And I've worked a long time shine shoes. Sell diamonds, shine shoes, get by, put my boys in college, and make a man. I didn't want to goddamn fools. I didn't want the Texas parish wait for my boys. I would make my boys make their own living. That's the best country in the world, and I hope to keep this country up, not down, up.
Three of your boys are doctors, right?
Three, you're right. And son-in-law, doctor, regardless. Another one, grandchildren, Tom, over in Taft, and I raised that kid. Yeah. My daughter's boy, Tommy.
And you done all this shining shoes.
Shining shoes, right? Yeah. I've been nice to people. Everybody helped me. I owe $9,000, $24,000 once, and I pay them all off shining shoes. I put them all my boys. I want to make all good ones, make this the best country in the world. This is the only country in the world if you play square. And anybody get his hair cut, he don't get his shave, and dresses down, pass the law, shut these goddamn fools out. Now they want no vuskas down, and I'm going to get everybody haircut, looks nice, clean, gentlemen and women, no goddamn dresses, those goddamn rights. I want to up.
Could you tell us something about the cable cars in Bakersfield?
What does that mean?
Street cars.
Street cars?
Yeah, the old time street cars.
Yes, nickel bell. I bought one, I got one here.
You made
I make a bedroom because I had the house in the fire and I don't get enough insurance. And I owe $4,000 in the bank and I put the street car. Then I put a big sign. I told the insurance, no good, no good. Pretty soon they gave my money and I built me this house for $585, this house. Then I bought the street car, 1935.
Do you remember how the street cars used to run here?
Yeah, Peace Street and go to Old Street, goes to town. Yeah, nickel pair.
How much did they charge then?
5 cents.
5 cents.
Yes, right.
Did they run to East Bakersfield too?
Yes, in the SP Depot.
Clear the SP Depot.
That's all.
How about the red light districts? Do you remember
anything? Used to be from Bronx, way down the telephone. Used to be both sides. Used to be 500 pimps, 1,500 whores.
<That's>...
Well, business is business, a friend of a friend. Tell me anything you wanted to know, right?
Chris?
Yes?
We do have permission from you to use this recording solely for the educational purposes.
Yes.
Bakersfield College and wherever else.
Yeah, any place.
May want to use it for
any
this
place.
Purpose.
Yes.
Now, I know you have a lot of...
Names that I want to put all in, Jack, please.
Close friends and customers of Mr. Chris Polanos is a shoe shiner or boot black, whatever you want
Southern
to call
Hotel.
Him.
Southern Hotel.
Southern Hotel since 1909.
That's right.
And Chris, you did donate your shine stand to the Kern County Museum.
I did.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm going to give it the streetcar. They give me the streetcar, 46 long feet, 8 feet wide. I'm going to give them.
And you did arrange for the.
I raised the clock tower. I raised $4,600, and I gave him $125 myself.
Here's the list of the close friends and customers of Mr. Chris Bellano since 1909.
Yes.
Chris, wouldn't you just like to donate this to the museum?
I will. I'd be glad to do it.
Do you think we'd have time to get all these on?
Please, I want to get it, and I'll pay what they asked, and I'll get all the names in.
Now, what we'll have to do is come back out here at another time.
Well, I don't care what you do, because I want to put another one. I'll pay my little expense.
Chris has 245 names of very important people.
They help you, too, in the barbershop.
County, and some of them still living here.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get on the tape to
please
donate to Mr. Richard Bailey in the Kern County Museum, and maybe next week or
anytime,
a couple of weeks, Mr. Serrano and I will be back out here.
I'll be glad to do it.
And get these names recorded for this purpose.
I wish you'd do that.
Yeah. And we want to thank you at this time.
And let me, give you a glass of milk and this fellow a glass of wine.
That sounds real good.
Okay.
Okay, Chris has some other thought and memories of that he wants to tell us of his
experience.
All right. See, go ahead, Chris.
What do you want?
What you was telling us there, where you started out from?
Green Bay, Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
Wisconsin.
Okay, you keep talking. Then.
2 years.
Keep talking.
And I've worked for the Greek, John Arvinet. And I sell peanuts, popcorn, candy, down the smoke room in Chicago and basketball, playing basketball. And I worked from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And I gave all of them on the Greek. And then in the summertime, he had me sell peanuts in Lake Park, 200, 300 sacks peanuts. And I gave him all the money. And I watched the color fella how to shine shoes across the street. And then I met an American fella, got a pool hall. He said, Chris, I give you 3 chairs stand and give you all you make to shine shoes, clean up 45 spittoons, and clean this place. I said, fine. And I quit the Greek, and all you give me $60 for 2 years. Then I went to Green Bay, and I saved my money, and then I met a man dressed up. I said, where you from, mister? Tonopah, Nevada. How much shine? 4 bits. I don't know what the hell that means. 50 cents. How do I know you was Tonopah and you make $5,000 in gambling? I went to Tonopah, shine shoes, too much snow. Then I got a job on railroad, half a day, no like it. Then I got a job in a barbershop. Then third day, I got a job in a bank. And I worked 2 years in the bank. I had $1,400, and I thought I'd get rich, and I bought some mining stocks. I lost every goddamn dollar. Then I shine shoes around the dance hall, around the goddamn sport news. Then I went to San Bernardino, stayed 1 year from San Bernardino. I settled down in Bakersfield, 1909, in Bakersfield.
Thank you again, Chris. Chris wants these list of close friends and customers.
Yes, yes.
Yes, as we stated earlier, since 1909. But I think you'll have to agree with me, the two most important two are on this list are Chris, himself, and his wife, Nicoleta.
Yeah, Nicoleta.
Polanas.
Yeah.
And number one after that is Pat O'Brien, Ben Sill, Fred Borton, Harry Hopkins, L.E. Faust, Alfred Harrell, Fred Barnett, George Barnett, Henry Brandt, Perry Bright, Al Freeman, Alonzo Gibney, J.A. Hughes, Bruce Payne, Pat Doan, E.F. Emmons, W.G. Bain, Tom Scott, Claude Bodgett, Jack Shoemate, Phil Jewett, Wright Jewett, Hugh S. Allen, Lon Davis, Wesley Brown, Dead Stockton, Elmore King, Everett King, Clinton McRae, Ron Irwin, Rollin Laird, True Bristol, A. Weil, David L. Honchell, Robert B. Freeman, Harry F. Smith, Ralph Smith, Carly Withington, Bill Tibbetts, Peter Hemsforth, I.W. Harmbaugh, Lewis Allen, Frank Smith, Howard Nichols, C.L. Gibson, Don Lucas, Dwight Clark, Charles Phillips, Roland Curran, Henry Eisler, W.E. Woodworth, Hugh Jewett, Dick Ash, Clyde Barbeau, Jocelyn Clark, A.C. Dimon, Ralph Henletter, Sam Krim, Malcolm Brock, Walter Kane, George DeArmond, Dr. Joe Smith, Harry West, Frank Jameson, Jack Jameson, William Vizard, John McRae, Jess Dorsey, A.B. Leitner, Harry McRae, Joseph Relich, Hockemeyer Brothers, Phil Klipstein, Louis Olsey, Leo Pauly, Tom Burke, Frank Wilson, Bear Brothers, Walter Matson, Henry Matson, Martin Cohn, Jim Briscoe, Fred Tegler, George Coffey, Tom O'Brien, Dr. Schaefer, Dr. Buckner, Dr. N.E. Brown, Mel Smith, Pearl Kessler, Chris Stockton, Mr. Justin, Bob Blacker, Max Gunlack, Lawrence Weil, Ike Miller, Charlie Day, Charlie Taylor, Charles Curran, Judge Main, Tom Owens, Ed Churchman, Jerry Shield, Stonewall Woody, Judge Mahone, George Hay, Bill Dury, Ed Benson, Charlie Bear, Fred Barton, Fred Lindbergh, C.A. Barlow, R.F. Lumpkin, Fred Hall, Dr. McNamara, P.S. McCutcheon, W.A. Howell, Paul Gallitz, Angus Kreitz, Eugene Duncan, Paul Durkham, Charles F. Haberkern, Sid Metcalf, Klipstein Brothers, Julius Ruffner, James Kieran, Timothy P. Sullivan, Horace F. Fear, Harrison Peacock, Albert S. Good, Dr. George Savage, Otto R. Kramath, Krampoth, or whatever that is, Walter Burke, William J. Schultz, D.D. Birch, W.W. Combe, John W. Henderson, H.A. Spent, Grace Bird, Dr. Cuneo, William N. Porker, Al Towbridge, Emmett L. Hayes, George Primrose, Alvin Tribe, James McGuire, H.P. Jensen, O.D., Oster Rudnick, Ray Taylor, Joe Gannon, Ed F. Britton, Charles Owen, George Calhoun, Arthur Kreitz, Judge R.B. Lambert, George W. Shearer, Charles Lomer, Sam Johnson, Dr. Goodall, Leroy Rankin, E.A. Grogg, Ed Grady, Sam Lynn, Herbert Sears, James Meacham, Charles Daly, Reese Jones, Faustino Norrigo, Judge Campbell, P.S. Bible, Walter Peterson, John Kornakis, James Redumas Sir, Gus Catrullus,
Catrullius,
P.J. O'Meara, Fred F. Gribble, Forrest A. Cassidy,
he was a good man.
Les Robinson, Cal Robinson, Mel Britton, Mac McManus, H.A. Jastrow, Frank Munzer, A.D.M. Osborne, William Dumble, Herman Dumble, Joe Haggard, Marilyn Holmes, Frank Hames, James McCamey, Tom Baker, Tom Briggs, H. Glenn, Sheriff Kelly, Boone Newell, W. Essler, John L. Suet, Harry Peacock, Judge Bradshaw,
yeah.
Ted Hugham, H-O-U-G-H-A-M. William Phillips, C.H. Phillips, R.L. Stockton, Jess Stockton, Elmer Jones, Peter Wilson, John Lucilla, George Gross, Tomberlin Brothers, Judge Owens, Charlie Lee, Mr. Tupman, yeah. C. Brower, L.W. Chinweth, George W. Weir, Alex Ward, Bork, Charles Maroney, Fred Gunther, Guy Hughes, Judge Frank Noriega, Judge Bradshaw, Judge Arnold, Dwight Goldie Griffith, Van Ewert, John Quinn,
yeah,
Frank Perino, Charles Webster, Sheriff Champness, Judge T. Harvey, Plastino Petrini,
yeah.
J.C. Flickinger,
yeah.
A.R. Thiel, H.L. Pomeroy, V.N. Mickleberry, T.J. Wingate, R.J. Tilson, Alonzo P. Davis, C.W. Wickersham, Jimmy Murray, Roy Gallion, Ed Jones, Cap Schofield, Vance Anderson, Frank Jeppy, Arville L. Colburn, and that is all. Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
You so much. I used to sign those names. Makes me happy. Now you think you're gonna have a very expensive more? You say more paper? You got enough?
We got it all on there right now.
Jack, I can't do anything for you.